Today's shiur is Masechta Baba Kama, Daf Chav Vav. We will begin Daf Chav Hei Amud Beis, four lines from the bottom. In our previous shiur, the Gemara had introduced the opinion of Rav Tarfin that says that Keren is Chayiv Nezik Shalem in Rishus HaNizik if the damage took place in the Rishus HaNizik. And the way Rav Tarfin approach that halacha was based on a kal v'chomer, which we discussed extensively in our previous year. In today's shiur, the Gemara begins by suggesting that there may be other kal v'chomers that will help us understand different halachas in mazikin. So, ask the Gemara, "Teishem v'regel chayiv, they should be chayiv for shem v'regel." Rishus Harabim. If the damage of Shem Regel was done in Rishus Harabim, there should be also the obligation to pay, and that should be taught and learned from a Kal V'chomer. Because Ma Keren, if Keren, that in Rishus HaNizik, even if it took place in Rishus HaNizik, according to the Rabbanon who disagree with Rav Tarfin, the halacha is Eina Mishalem Ela Chatzi Nezek, the entire obligation to pay will only be chatzi nezek, so, and in Rishus Rabim. But when the damage is done in Rishus Rabim, as we keep on learning, the loch is chayeves, there is shein and regel in the Rishus Rabim. So certainly ask the Gemara, shein v'regel, shem Rishus HaNizik mishalim nezek shalim, shein v'regel in the Rishus HaNizik pay nezek shalim, which is stricter than the halacha of Keren. So certainly the halacha should be that Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. Damakra answers the Gemara, indeed, you could have made such a Kal V'chomer. But the Pasuk explicitly says, regarding Shein V'regel, Ubir B'stei Acher, the Torah is teaching us with this Kal V'chomer that the obligation of Shein V'regel only take place in the Rishus HaNizik, V'lo Rishus HaRabim. So what the Gemara is saying, to reduce it to one sentence, is that indeed there would be a lot of reason to believe that they should be chayiv, but the reason you're not chayiv is because it's a din, it's a special halacha that the Torah taught us. Ask the Gemara, midikula kamrinan, did we want to say that in the Rishus HaRabim, there should be an obligation to pay Nezek Sholem for Shein Regel? All we meant to say, as the Gemara, was Pali Kamrinan, that there should be a Chiyif Achatzi Nezek, and that the Pasuk of B'stei Acher won't eliminate, won't exclude, because the Pasuk of B'stei Acher is only referring to Nezek Sholem. Answers the Gemara, there's another Pasuk. The Torah, when it speaks about Keren, Amakra v'chatzos kaspoy. That's the halacha of Tam, and that Keren Tam pays chatzi nezek. And we learn from this pasuk kaspi shalzeh. Only by Keren is there a concept of chatzi nezek. V'loy kaspi shalacher. By no other animal, by no other mazik, is there a din of chatzi nezek. So the Gemara is saying we can't suggest that there should be chatzi nezek by Shein V'regel, because there is no such a thing as Chatzi Nezek only by Keren. Continues the Gemara. So now the Gemara is saying that maybe the obligation of Shein V'regel and Chatzi Nezek should not be Nezek Sholem, but should be Chatzi Nezek. So many Rishonim ask the question, how could the Gemara suggest that Shein V'regel should only pay Chatzi Nezek? If we're learning previously in our Masechta that there's a special halach l'mashim Sinai that tells us that by Tzroiris you pay Chatzi Nezek, that isn't that teach us clearly that everywhere else where you pay Nezek Sholem? Says the Gemara, says the Rosh, that the halacha l'mashim Sinai by Tzroiris is to tell us that by Tzroiris of regel, you pay chatzi regel, chatzi nezek, and in the Rishus HaRabim, you'll pay half of that, which will be a revet nezek. But not to say that you always have to pay a whole nezek sholim. So again, ask the Gemara. Because we should make the following kalvachoymer. Kalvachoymer mi keren. Ma keren. If keren, which has this stringency, then the shus harabim you have to pay for keren. Even though you have to pay for keren. The halach is, b'shus ha-nezek ena m'shalem es, ela chezek nezek, then in the shus ha-nezek you only pay chati nezek. So shein v'regel. So certainly, if we say, certainly we speak about shein v'regel, with halacha of shein v'regel, the b'shus ha-rabim, p'tura, there's no obligation for shein v'regel altogether, ain't it din b'shus ha-nezek. So certainly in the shus ha-nezek, the halacha ought to be, you should only have to pay chati nezek. Answers the Gemara, but the Pasuk says Beferish not like that. Because the Amakra, the Pasuk explicitly says, V'shilach Spira Be'ir B'steyachar Meitav Sodeyu or Meitav Karma Yishalem. And what does it mean, Yishalem? That means Tashlumim Le'alya. You have to pay the full damage. There is no such concept of paying half a damage. Another question is that Tosfos asks, how can we have a mina that Shein V'regel should pay Chatzi Nezek? Didn't we just learn a moment ago that the Pasuk says by Tam, the Chitzah is Kaspoy, and the Gemara learned that Kaspoy Shalzeh, that only by Keren is there a concept of Chatzi Nezek, nowhere else. So how could the Gemara have a Havamina that we just finished discussing that Shein V'regel should only pay Chatzi Nezek? So Tosfos answers, one of the other halachas that we learned is that a difference between Tam and Muad is that a Tam pays Migufoy. There's a cap that the Tam always pays only from the value of the animal itself, whereas the Nezek Sholim, that's how we've been learning till now, pays Min Aliyah. So what Tosfos says is that what we would learn, the Chitzis Kasboy, to teach us is that Karen always pays Migufoy and Shein V'regel pay Min Aliyah, not just from the value of the animal. But it would only be maybe Chatzi Nezek. Gemara says the Pasuk teaches us differently. Ask the Gemara, V'loy Tei Karen B'Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. Why should Karen be Chayiv in the Rishus HaRabim? Why shouldn't we say the following kalvachomer? Ma Shein V'regel. If we speak about Shein V'regel that we've been discussing, Shebrishus HaNezek, that if the damage took place in the Shus HaNezek, you have to pay Nezek Shalem, yet the halach is Brishus HaRabim Ptura. So Keren, which has the halach of the Brishus HaNezek, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. Ain't a din that a Brishus HaRabim, which is easier, they should be, because Shein V'regel are not chayiv there altogether, it should be Ptura. Answers the Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Am Akra. The Pasuk says, V'chitzos kaspoy, V'gamas meis yechtzun. Why does it have to say yechtzun? The Torah already began the Pasuk with the word V'chitzos kaspoy. Says the Gemara, to teach us, Eichatzi nezek cholik, there is no difference of chatzi nezek. Rather, what the Torah is telling us is that no matter where the Keren took place, you're always going to pay Chatzi Nezek. Ask the Gemara, V'yei Odom, if a person killed another person, B'mezid without Hasra, so he won't get Misa, because there was no Hasra. But it should be Chai B'Koifer. Why should he not be chayiv b'koifer based on the following kalvachomer? Ma shor. We speak about an animal that killed another animal. Shein chayiv b'arba dvarim. When it does damage, it's not chayiv in nezek tzar, ripu shevis, b'ish, it's only chayiv in nezek. Yet, the halach is it's chayiv b'koifer. Odom, shechayiv b'arba dvarim. a person that when he damages another person, that besides needing to pay for the nezek, he also pays tsar, ripu, shevus, and boishes, and it didn't. So a person's doing damage, killing, is much more serious than an animal killing an animal. So than an animal killing a person. So certainly that person should be chayef kaifer. Amakra, to answer the Gemara, the pasuk says, kala she yusuf alav, that's a pasuk when an animal kills a person. Alav, only when an animal kills a person is there a chayef to pay kaifer for loyal adam. So of course, as I said, the halacha is that we only say kimle rabne, and we're going to kill the person. But if we're not killing the person, so that's why there wouldn't be kimle rabne, because we're not giving him misa. So of course, many Rishonim, the Rajba, and many Rishonim ask the question that we learn often in Shas, the halacha of the Tarid Bechizkiah. Tanit Bechizkiah tells us that if somebody did an Aveira for which there's Misa in that Aveira, even if these particular circumstances, there wasn't going to be Misa, because in these particular circumstances, the person did it like we just learned, without Asra. But since this is an Aveira for which there is Misa, we already apply the concept of Kimlei Midrabbanei. So what's everybody saying? Well, he's not going to be chayiv misa here because he didn't do it with asra, and that's why maybe we shouldn't say kimel rabbanei. But doesn't Chizkiah teach us? The Bei Chizkiah teach us that even in such circumstances, we apply the concept of kimle mirabarei. So, of course, the simplest terrors that the Rajba suggests is our Gemara is going according to the opinion that disagrees with Chizkiah and says that we only apply Kimle Midrabbanei in a situation where he indeed is Chayiv Misa. But if he wouldn't be Chayiv Misa, we wouldn't apply the concept of Kimle Midrabbanei. Another terrorist that the Rajba suggests that he says that we would say that if we're saying that there is kaifer when a person kills another person, what we would be saying is that there's a special limud that's connecting the halacha of when a person kills to when an animal kills. And just like when an animal kills, we always pay kaifer. What the Torah would be teaching us here is that there's a special din that kaifer. But when there's a kaifer obligation, we don't say kimle b'drabanei. But ask now the Gemara, v'yeshar chai bar b'dvarim. As we just said, when an animal damages another animal, he's chayiv in nezek, not in tzari pishabis and boishes. But ask the Gemara, why not? Why don't we say for the following kavachomer, ma adam shen chai b'kaifer? As we just finished learning, Adam never pays kaifer, yet the halacha is he pays arba dvarim. Shor shechay b'kaifer, an animal that does pay kaifer, as we just finished learning, ain't a din shechayev b'arba dvarim. He should also have to pay tzari pishev sabayshus. Amakra answers the Gemara. The pasuk says v'ish kiyitein mum b'misoy. The Torah says that these obligations only apply when a person does damage. When loy shor ba misoy, now when an animal does damage. Says the Gemara Bailahu, regal, shadar sal gabatina b'chatzar nizik. If an animal was walking in a normal fashion and it trampled Rahman son, a child, in the chatzar nizik, which is where regal normally takes place, mao shetashalim kaifer. What will be the halacha that he pays? Will he pay kaifer in such a situation? And the Gemara explains itself. Me did have a Karen. Just like we speak about Karen, that Karen, we say, that one, the animal starts off as a tam as far as Karen is concerned. However, kivet of a trevet loss of zimni, if it does it a number of times, as we've learned previously, urchihu, it becomes normal for this animal to behave this way, and therefore, Mishem Kaifer, Hachinami, will say that an animal who trampled in the Rishus HaNizik, and we say that Regel, what makes Regel different than Karen, is that Regel is normal for an animal. Hachinami loishna. And therefore, just like by Karen, that's a Muad, pays Kaifer. A Regel will also pay Kaifer. Idoma, what the reason that by Karen Muad, you pay Kaifer, is because Karen, Kavanosa Lahazik. By Karen, he had intention to do damage. Hi, the animal was walking. When the animal was walking, all it was doing, it was ain't coming us lazik. And therefore, even though it's normal for the animal to do it, the kri of kaifer, the Gemara is suggesting, is only in a situation when it's normal, when it's kavanos lahazik. Here, it's not kavanos lahazik. The Tosfos, the Rav Maskil Regel, points out that there was never a question that the halacha, that this question that the Gemara is posing was never a question regarding Bar Ve'esh, because Bar Ve'esh is not a direct damage, like an animal who does damage. The question is only about Regel, and then there's a discussion, what will be the halacha, the Gemara's question that it's asking by Regel, will it also be by Shein? Most Rishonim seem to suggest it would be by Shein. The reason being, because in halacha, Shein and Regel always travel together. Toshma. So the Gemara brings the following braisa. Again, to answer the question, do we say Kaifer by Regel in the Rishus HaNizik? Toshma. Hichnas Shair L'chatzah Balabash L'Rishus. If somebody brought his animal into somebody else's property without permission, V'nocha L'Balabash, and then this animal killed somebody else, Nachla Balabais, and he killed the Balabais. Hashor, the animal, is put to death, because the halach is that whenever an animal kills somebody, that animal is put to death. Ubalov, and the owner of the animal, Bain Tam Bain Muad, whether the animal was a Tam or Muad, B'Sham Kael Fisholim Divri of Tarfin. Says the Gemara, where does Rav Tarfon learn that we should pay by a tam koyfisholim? It must be because Rav Tarfon agrees with Rav Yosef Aglili the Omar tam shalom chatzik koyf b'shus rabim. Tam in the shus rabim will pay chatzik koyfer, and then Rav Tarfon, consistent with what he's been teaching us, or ma'isla bekav chaimim regel, and I'll say that if regel in the Rishus HaRabim is completely potter. The halach is in the Chatzar Nizik pays Kaifer Shalem. So Karen, which in the Rishus HaRabim pays Chatzi Kaifer, certainly in the Rishus HaNizik it should pay Kaifer Shalem. Alma, but this Kavachimer is built on the halacha being that Ika Kaifer Beregel, that by Regel you pay Kaifer, says the Gemara. Amar of Simeon ben Adah, there is no chiyuv kaifer by regel. The Tana menazik in the regel maisla. The reason Rav Tarfon said that you pay kaifer shalom when Karen took place in the chatzah nizik was based on a different kavachaymer. And the kavachaymer was as follows. If there is no regel obligation in Rishus HaRabim, still there is regel obligation in the Rishus HaNizik. So Karen, where there is a nizik, there is an obligation in the Rishus HaRabim, and you pay chatzi koifer in the Rishus HaRabim, certainly you'll pay it in the Rishus HaNizik. But it did not require to come to this conclusion. It did not require that we should say that regel is chayiv koifer Rishus HaNizik. Says the Gemara, v'lifrach, ask the Gemara, we can ask on this Kavas Chaima, Mal Nazik in the Regal, because she came Yeshna Be'esh. Since there's Eish in the Rishus HaNizik, so just like by Nezik Sholim, the Chatz HaNizik, there's Regal, and there's Nezik Sholim by Eish. So Be'esh, as I said a few minutes ago, there is no chiyuv for, there was never a question that should be a chiyuv kaifer. So just like there is no chiyuv kaifer, but just like there is no chiyuv by Eish, there would never be a chiyuv by Regal either. And it's the Gemara, we learn it from Taman. We learn it from Taman of Regal. Because the Kal V'Chaim will go as follows. Regal is part of the Shus Rabbim. It's chayiv in the Shus HaNazik, and it's chayiv even in a case where what it stepped on wasn't open, wasn't revealed, it wasn't Taman. Which by Eish, you're potter, by Regal Yechayiv. So now the Gemara's question is, Karen, which you're chayiv in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Chatzi Kaifer, you certainly should be chayiv, at least you certainly should be chayiv in the Chotzer HaNizik. And we can't bring Eish into the consideration because Eish is not chayiv by Taman. Says the Gemara, Ma Taman Sheken Yesh Bebar. By bar, as I also said, there is never a chiyuv of kaifer, and we see that in the chotzer nizik there is a chiyuv of kaifer. So the Gemara's question is: if we're going to want to learn the Kal V'Chomer from Regel, and we're saying in the case of Taman, we can't learn halacha from Regel to Karen because by Ma Taman Sheken Yesh Nem Bar, but and there is no kaifer by bar. So we see that it doesn't travel together with the nizik, with what happens in the Rosh Hashanah nizik. Says the Gemara Mikalim, because the Torah says there is no chiyuv for bar by kalim. Says the Gemara Mal Kalim, yes, there is no chiyuv of bar by kalim, but there is by chiyuv by eish. Says the Gemara Kalim Tamunim. And by Kalim Tamunim, there won't be Eish because it's Taman. There won't be Bar because it's Kalim. And therefore, we'll have the following Kal V'Chomer. Again, Regel, which is part of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, still in the Chatzah Nezik, you pay Nezik Shalom, even on Kalim Tamunim, which you wouldn't be Chai by Eish and Bar. So Karen, which you pay Chai of Chatzi Koifer in the Shus Rabbim, certainly in the Chatzah Nizik, you should pay Nezik Shalim. Says the Gemara, Ma L'Kelem Tamunim, yes, there wouldn't be Bar Ve'esh Be'Kelem Tamunim, but there is Yeshnam Ba'adam. If a person does damage to Kelem Tamunim, he'll be Chayiv for damage, but he wouldn't Chayiv Koifer. Elav Shmamina, Koifer the Regel Ma'isalei. So all these Kal V'Chomers have been refuted. So we have to go back to the original Kal V'Chomer and say that how did Reb Tarfon come to say that Yechayiv Koifer by Karen Tam in Chatzar HaNizik? He learned it from the Chiv Regel in the Chatzar HaNizik. Alma, so it must be that Reb Tarfon's halacha is completely based on the fact that Ika Kaifa Beregel, that there is Kaifa Beregel, Shmamina. Says the Gemara, another raya, that there is Regel in the Chotzer HaNizik. There is Kaifer for Regel that killed in the Chotzer HaNizik. Amalei Racham Adifta Lervina, Hachnam Mistabra, Dika Kaifa Beregel. Dis Akadatach, if you're going to argue Leka Kaifa Beregel, Tana, and the reason Rav Tarfon says that Yechayiv Keren in the Chatzah Nizik, Kaifer Shalim, even by a Tam, because he's going to learn it, as the Gemara wanted to say, we don't learn it from the Kaifer Regel, we learn it from the Zik in the Regel Maisalei, Lifrach, Ma'al and Zik in the Regel, Sheken Yesh number Regel, that the Halach is, that by Regel, Yechayiv Nezik Shalim, but Kaifer, where you don't pay by Regel, we shouldn't be Chayiv by Karen either. That would be a question if that would be the halacha. It must be that the halacha is not that way. And we wouldn't, in other words, if we were learning it from the Niske Regel, we would say, well, you can't learn from Niske Regel because Niske Regel has an inherent leniency. The inherent leniency is that you don't pay kaifa by Regel. The fact that the Gemara didn't ask that question is because it must be that the Kal V'chomer is not being learned from Niske Regel. It's learning Mikoif the Regel Maiselei. And we're learning that there is Koif by Regel. And therefore, Reb Tarfon says, if there's Koif by Regel, there certainly should be Koif by Keren. If by Regel, which is only Chayiv B'chotza Nizik, Yechayiv Koif, certainly Keren, which is Chayiv even in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, there should be Koif. But that's all based on learning Alma Ikke Koif by Regel, that there must be Koif by Regel, Shema Mina. There is a question that the Rishonim debate. Now that we're learning that there is Kaifer Beregel in the Rishus HaNizik, but where did the Torah teach us the din of Kaifer? The Torah taught us the din of Kaifer by Keren. And by Keren, there's a concept of Tam and Muad. So the Rishonim debate, when there's Kaifer Beregel in the Rishus HaNizik, is it the first time the animal does damage? Or is it only after it did it damage three times? Do we say, since the lesson of Kaifer is taught from Keren, by Keren there's a difference between the first three times and after the first three times? Or do we say, by Keren, there is no concept of Tamamud. And the first time by Keren is like after the third time, the first time by Regel is like after the third time by Keren. Teaches us the Mishnah. Adamud La'ilam, a person is always responsible for what he did, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid, whether he did damage b'shogig, or whether he did the damage b'mezid, bein, or whether he was sleeping, or bein yoshin, bein, or whether he's up, or bein yoshin, if he's sleeping. And the Nemukah Yosef points out that if we just learned that a person is responsible when he did damage b'shogig, so yoshin, sleeping, should be no different than sleeping. So the Nemukah Yosef brings a new concept, which we're going to be discussing, a very big machloikus rishonim. And that is, what is the halacha by oynes gomer, by a person who does damage when he's a very serious oynes? What would be the halacha? And therefore, Nemukah Yosef says that maybe we would think that an Adam who's yoshin, who's sleeping, is a oynes, and he wouldn't be held responsible. Teaches us the Mishnah that no, Adam Mu'ud Lailam, Yoshin is certainly not considered an oynes, and a person does damage when he's sleeping is chayiv. We also learned that when Tosfos earlier in our Masechta taught us, the Yerushalmi says that when is a person responsible for damages that he did when he was sleeping is only if he went to sleep on a bed, and on the bed there were kalim. So the person should have recognized and realized that it's quite possible that while he's sleeping, he's going to roll onto those kalim and damage them. And therefore, the halacha holds you responsible. But what would be the halacha if you went to sleep on a bed, there were no kalim on the bed, and then after you went to sleep, somebody put kalim there. There, everybody would agree that the person is not to be held responsible. Says the Mishnah, Simas ein chaveroi, if somebody blinded somebody else, even b'shegig, shiba kalim, or he broke somebody else's property, in all these cases, mishalim nezek sholim, he has to pay nezek sholim. I saw that the Kedusha Tzion explains this concept of Adam Mu'ud La'olam. What is the lesson, says the Kedusha Tzion, behind the halacha of Adam Mu'ud La'olam? He says that there's a very, very important lesson behind this concept. The lesson behind the concept of Adam Mu'ud La'olam is that a person is always responsible for what he does. And therefore, Adam Mu'ud La'olam, if you think before you'll do something, you won't come to make mistakes. Adam Mu'ud La'olam only comes because you weren't thinking what you were thinking. The question, therefore, is, we've spoken about similar types of questions. If somebody left his glasses on a bench in shul, and somebody else sat down on that chair in the shul, without recognizing that they're glasses. And he broke the glasses. So now the question is, if we're learning that there's a concept of mud, other mud loylam, it seems, as we especially after we just explained the level of one's responsibility, he should ostensibly be chayiv. But Rabbi Yoshev says that it may be that there's room to be lenient. He says that since a Beis Medrash is a place that's meant for everybody to sit, so it's, he suggests that it may be whenever we speak about the concept in our shir, particularly, we've spoken in our shir today a number of times about the concept that a person, there's a reshus hanizik, my property versus somebody else's property. If the Beis HaMedrash, where you put down your glasses, is considered my property, you can't put down your glasses on my property. Since you can't put down your glasses on my property, the halacha is that that adam mud loylam, and you'll be held, we won't apply here the concept of adam mud loylam. And therefore, for example, I saw that the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah explains, talks about a situation where somebody stole a car. Interesting question. How was this person intending to steal a car? He called a tow truck, and he told the tow truck, this car over here belongs to me. And since this car over here belongs to me, I'd like you to tow it to a certain place. The car is not working. The person who came to tow the truck actually did the wrong thing, because you're not supposed to do that without ascertaining that the car really belongs to the person who says that this car belongs to him. But what happened here was that he didn't do so, and he started to put the car on his tow truck, and he wasn't careful, and the car fell, and there was serious damage to the car. As soon as that happened, this person who was trying to steal the car realized that he's not interested in this car anymore. It's a broken car, and he ran away. The person who owns the car says to the tow truck driver, you're held responsible. Adam mu'ad lo'ilam. So the halach indeed is that the person who, the tow truck driver, is chayiv. Yes, he could technically go after the ganif, and if he could collect money from the ganif, then he wouldn't go after the tow truck driver. But if he didn't, but if he can't get the money from the ganif, because as we just said, this ganif ran away, he could go after the tow truck driver. Another question that he discussed is that somebody is a soldier in the army, and he was working with his gun, and accidentally his gun went off, and the window of his house was open, and a bullet went from his apartment into the next door apartment and did damage. What will be the halacha? So the halacha is Adam mu'ad lo'ilam, and a person is always responsible. So since it was not, even though he did this damage, the damage emanated in his own apartment, it doesn't make a difference that the damage emanated in his own apartment. The halacha is that Adam mu'ad lo'ilam, you will be held responsible. Your bullet, that you should have been careful before you work with your gun to check where your gun is, the halacha is you will be held responsible. There's another very important halacha to be identified when we speak about Adam mu'ad lo'ilam. There's those that make a mistake and believe that somebody who is intoxicated, we don't say the halacha of Adam mu'ad lo'ilam. That is not true. Somebody who's intoxicated is potter from mitzvahs. He's not able to fulfill mitzvahs when he's in that state of mind. But we cannot in any way say that he's potter, that he's not obligated to Adam Uloilam, and he has to think about what he's doing. There are very specific and not easy exceptions to the rule. One exception to the rule is Purim. Another exception to the rule is if somebody's running on Friday afternoon preparing for Shabbos. But just to say, well, I got drunk, and because I got drunk, I should not be held responsible, that is certainly unacceptable way of thinking. Ketani, says the Gemara, Ketani, we learned in our Mishnah, Sima, Asein Chaveroi, that a person is held responsible if he made somebody blind, and it's comparable to Shibas HaKelim. Ma Hosom, just like when you break somebody's Kelim, Nezek in, you only pay Nezek, Abed Varam Loi, you don't pay Tzari Pishavas Poishas, Af Simas Ein Chaveroi, is that true? Abed Var, Nezek in, you only pay for the damages, Abed Varam Loi, answers the Gemara, and that it says the Gemara, if you did it b'shoigig, then the halacha is you pay tzar ripi shevus and boishes. But if you did it b'mezid, you would not be chayiv tzar ripi shevus and boishes. Ask the Gemara, menonimili, when, from where do we know the halacha? Ask the Gemara of Adam Mu'ud Loilam. Answers the Gemara, amechiskia v'chein tonet b'chiskia amekra petza teches petza. And the question is, the Torah already tells us, Vish kiyitim mumba misoi, kasha osu kenya osu loi. Why does the Torah have to add the pasuk of petza tachas petza? The answer is the Gemara to teach us, l'chayivoy al shaygi kemezid, val oynes kerotzen, a person is held responsible no matter how he does the damage. So the Aruch HaShulchan asks that this pasuk is referring to a case when a person did damage to another person. But how do we know that we should apply the concept of Adam Mu'ud Loilam even when he does damage to Kalim, when he damages somebody else's Kalim? Says David Ozel that when somebody does damage to somebody else's mammon, that's obvious that he's obligated. Why? Because it's no different then a person is obligated when his animal does damage. Devin Ozel says, why are you chayiv, the halach that we keep on learning in our Masechta, that if your animal does damage, you are held responsible? Because you're supposed to make sure that you don't do damage to another person's physical possessions. So that halach of Adam Mu'ud Loilam is obvious that you're chayiv in such circumstances. The chiddush is that we also apply the concept of Adam Mu'ud Loilam in a case where you hurt, where you did damage to another person, that the halacha is that you chayiv Adam Mu'ud Loilam. And as I said earlier, there's a very fundamental machlokes rishonim. Tosfos says that even though we're applying the concept of Adam Mu'ud Loilam, we don't apply the concept of Adam Mu'ud Loilam by oynes gomer, where it was a very serious oynes, the halacha is that you potter, then we don't say Adam Mu'ud Loilam. The Ramban disagrees. And the Ramban says that our Mishnah and our Gemara keeps on teaching us that Adam Mu'ud Loilam, Adam Mu'ud Loilam means under all circumstances a person shall be held responsible for damage that he did. Says the Gemara, Hami Bailei, but says the Gemara, don't we need this pasuk to teach us? L'chalitin tsar, but Malkum Nezek. Maybe we would say that in a case where there was Nezek, that you're paying for the Nezek, you don't pay for Tsar. And we would maybe say that you only pay for Tsar in a case where there was no Nezek. Answers the Gemara, if that was what this pasuk was coming to teach us, in Kelech the Kraw, Petza Bipetza. My, what does the pasuk add with the words Petza Takas Petza? Shmami no Tarti. To teach us both halachas, that both Adam, that a person is Adam Mu'ud Loilam, and that you pay tsar even when you're paying nezek. Amarava, Haisa Evim Nachsla B'chekai. A person had a stone in his lap, V'loi Hikabai, and he didn't recognize that it was there. Vomit, and he gets up, V'nafla, and it falls. Linyan Azakin, regarding damage that he did, he's chayiv, because even though he was a shaygig, he didn't realize he had that stone there, it doesn't make a difference. Linyan Abra Dvarim, regarding the Tsari Pesheves and Baishas payment, Potter. Then he'll be Potter, because Tsari Pesheves and Baishas, the Gemara is saying that you only Chayiv only when you did it deliberately. This Gemara is actually one of the rayas to the Ramban, because this person didn't know he had the stone. And yet the Gemara is saying that even though he didn't have the stone, he's Chayiv. So says the Ramban, we see that even by an oinus, we say a person is held responsible. The Nemuka Yosef, who agrees with Tosfos, says that this Gemara is not a raya. The reason why, because a person is obligated to check what he maybe has in his pocket, what he has, and that it shouldn't be doing any damage. Linyan Shabbos, what will be the halacha regarding Shabbos? He'll be potter. Because Melachos Machshavos also Torah. The Torah, when it speaks about Shabbos, speaks about Melachos Machshavos. And Melachos Machshavos means that you knew what you're doing. And this is not in the category of Melachos Machshavos. Linyan Golos, if a person killed somebody else this way, he would be potter. Because the gol, by Golos it says, Mak Nefesh B'Shkoga. And the definition of Shkoga means that you knew and now you don't know. But and then you forgot. Here, if you never knew, that wouldn't fall into the category of B'Shkoga. There has to be some level of Yediyah to have Shkoga. Linya Evit. What would be the halacha if the owner that wounded his Eved Kanani? That the halacha is that if an owner wounds his Eved Kanani, the Eved Kanani goes out free. What would be the halacha if this is the way the Eved Kanani got wounded? Says the Gemara, it's the subject, plucked of Shimon Gamliel of Rabbanim. The Tanya, Aresha, Yerabi Roifei. If somebody's, if an Eved's owner is a doctor, Vamaloi, Chol Enei, give me a treatment on my eye, and then in the course of the treatment, the Eved became blind. Chasoli Shinai, he says, I need the treatment on my teeth. And in the course of the treatment, Hepila, the tooth fell out. Sichek Bodom, he was able to outsmart the owner, and he goes free. V'yotzel Lecheres. Shim Gamliel Omer, V'shichasa. The Torah uses the word v'shichasa ad shiskav l'shachasa, until he knew he wanted to do damage. Here he didn't want to do damage. So our Gemara is teaching us the halacha that for Shabbos, in order to be chayiv for Shabbos, you have to have a melachos machshavos. So Kivega asks, why are we saying that by Shabbos you put your potter because of melachos machshavos? By many melachos, there's a halacha of mesasik. If I didn't realize I was doing an avera, b'kol ha'Torah kula, besides for macholos asuris and arayis, the halacha is we say that mesasik is potter. So why did the Gemara have to say Shabbos is different? The Gemara could have said that all melachos are different. So Kivega says a very big chiddush. He says that by all other averas, the halacha of a shicha saw, the halacha besasik means that you're not obligated for an oinish. You're not going to get punished if you did an avera in the form of a besasik. But it's considered that you did an avera. By Shabbos, if somebody did an avera in the form of besasik, it's not considered that he did an avera altogether. Says the Gemara. But what about the halacha will be hikaba? He knew that the stone was at one point in his lap. V'shachachon, he forgot, v'amav v'naflo. And then he got up and the stone fell out. Linyan azikin chayiv, because adam bud loylem. Linyan abad dvarim, potter, because as we keep on learning, you only chayiv when you intended to do damage. You didn't intend to do damage. Linyan golos, chayiv, d'am akra, for golos it has to be v'shagig, that mechlal, as we said a moment ago, the havelah yediyah, you knew that this, you knew about it, and here you didn't know about it. V'havelah yediyah. Linyan Shabbos Potter, because it's still not Melechus Machshavos. Linyan Eved, again says the Gemara, it'll be the Machloikus that we just mentioned a moment ago, the Machloikus of Shimon Gamliel, the Rabbanan. It'll be the Machloikus of Shimon Gamliel and the Rabbanan. The Skaven Lizard Shtayim, that we know that the halacha is on Shabbos, you have to throw four amas. What would be the halacha if somebody intended to throw only two amas and zorak arba, but it ended up going four amas, and then because it went four amas, it hit something and did damage. So says the Gemara, linyan nezakin chayiv. As far as nezakin, you'll be chayiv. Linyan arba dvarim, you'll be potter. Linyan Shabbos, melachs machshavas beinon, and you wanted four amas, and this was only, you wanted it to go only two amas. The fact that it went four amas, you will not be held responsible. Linyan Golas, says the Gemara, ashloi tzadam rachmona. The Torah says, well, you had no plan. Here, pratan l'skam l'zuk sh'tayim v'zark arba, that isn't in the case of ashloi tzada, and therefore you didn't intend that the stone should land where it landed, and you won't go into Golas. Linyan Eved, says the Gemara again, plukta Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon, because the machloikus of Rav Shimon Gamliel Rabbanon is, how do we look at it? Do we look at the act, and if the act was completely inadvertent, you'll be potter, or do you look at the result? Another case, Niskav Lizuk Arba, you intended it should go 4 feet, four amis, and it went Zorak Shmoina. Linyan Zokin Chayv, or the Mudloilim. Linyan Arba Dvorim, potter, because that wasn't your intention. Linyan Shabbos, what about Shabbos? Four amos makes you chayiv Shabbos. Says the Gemara, but Omer, if the person said, komok shetirta tenuach, wherever it lands, it's fine with me. So that means your intention was fulfilled. If your intention was fulfilled, you're chayiv. Eloi, if it wasn't your intention, you wanted it to be in a specific spot and it ended up not being in that spot, loy, you will not be chayiv. Linyan Golas, Ashloi tzad the pratlin niskaven arba the zorik shmoinam, then you won't go into Golos. Linyan Eved is machlokes of Shimon Gamliel Rabbanim. V'amar Rabba zorik kli marosh agag. Somebody threw a keli from the roof, so that keli is going to break, and now somebody else ba'ach v'sharva b'makel. Somebody else takes out a stick and breaks it on the way down. Potter my tama, a concept that we've discussed previously, mana tavira tavar. This keli, as far as the halacha is concerned, doesn't have an existence because it's already going to be broken. Vamarava, zar keli mereshagag. If you throw a keli down from the roof, vayitachta of karamakastas, and there are pillows and blankets on the floor, so if they would fall on those pillows or blankets, nothing would happen. But what happened was, ba'ach vasilik, a kid of vasilik, somebody else took away those pillows or blankets. You took them away. Potter. My tama. Because at the moment you did the nezek, peski misay giri. We learned the concept of isha mishem chitzav. That when we shoot an arrow, we're chayiv. But when are we chayiv when we shoot an arrow? If this arrow could do damage. But if the arrow cannot do damage, then you're not chayiv. So here too, when you threw down this keli, it couldn't get broken. And therefore, even though ultimately it did break, you will not be chayiv, because you're only chayiv by doing something that could lead to damage. Something which cannot lead to damage, you cannot be chayiv for. Here the Gemara keeps on teaching us the halacha of somebody who forgot. The question is that I saw an interesting shaila where somebody was stuck in the airport and he was very tired and he was there in the airport with somebody else. So he asked this other person to please watch his bag. But the person told him, I'm going to have to get up. So he said, before you get up, wake me up so I can watch my bag. And this person, there was an announcement, your plane is leaving. So he quickly jumped up to run to his plane, and he forgot to wake up the other person, and he was still sleeping, and his bag was stolen. What's going to be the halacha? Will this person be held responsible? So the Chushuk Echemed says that it depends how he was designated to watch. If he was designated to watch the bag, so he didn't do his job properly, because he left the bag only with the person who's sleeping. But if his job was to wake up the person, so he didn't do a pshia in the bag. He did a pshia in the person, and therefore he will not be held responsible for the stolen bag.